This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, a magnificent day. We have communists getting arrested in the United States of America. Praise God.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
There are some good things happening, and that is wonderful, and we're going to talk about that in the open. We're going to talk about the arrests that didn't happen, like Don Lemon. I know you're upset. I think I'm probably going to make you feel better about things. Hopefully, maybe worse. Who knows? I can't control your emotions. We'll talk about Jack Smith, the federal government being completely evil under communists and what exactly they did. I'm even going to go off about COVID because there's a new story out there. I'll get to that in a moment. Donald Trump informing the people at the World Economic Forum that we will not be a nation of renters. Billionaires have a control fetish. We'll discuss that. No one even talked to Greenland about what our new deal is. All that, lemon pepper wings, emails, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I forget, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are yours. Get your questions emailed in right now. They're already stacking up. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Doesn't have to be political. You might even get it read on the air. So, let's begin. First, let's celebrate, shall we? I understand that it's not everything you want or everything I want, but let's celebrate. Because today, we got something that you and I have been crying out for a long time. Handcuffs on communists. It happened today. This Nakima Levy Armstrong. Remember this lovely lady?
We did not rush into that church. We actually went and sat down and participated in the service. And after the pastor prayed, that is when I stood up and asked him a question in response to his prayer. And then he responded to me. And then I proceeded to ask him about Pastor David Easterwood.
That was her on CNN last night. Why was she on CNN last night? Because she had been so loud before. We're going to go disrupt things loudly. Then last night, it almost sounded like she was walking it back. Maybe making a legal case. Well, word had gotten out. They were coming for her. Her and her Black Lives Matter animal friends organized an invasion of a church service, did it because they're animals. That's what street communists do. They disrupt, they destroy, they kill, they hurt, they vandalize. It's how they've always operated. They view that as necessary for the revolution. And in the United States of America, for a very, very, very long time, a painfully long time, they have been able to get away with that all the time, especially in blue areas. Because they are, of course, working for the Democrat Party, working for Democrats. They are funded by the same people who fund Democrats. They understand that they have legal protection in this country that goes well beyond anything you would have anywhere in the country. They've just been able to act like the savages they are without any legal recourse. And today, the Justice Department executed warrants and started slapping handcuffs on these animals. And that's wonderful. But it's not enough. I know it's not enough. I know it is. I understand that. But I promise you this. all the communist street animals in the country, all of them. And they're all over the country. Remember, we're all talking about Minnesota. We've been talking about Minnesota because that's where ICE is and their government is putting up a huge fit. And there's a bunch of reasons we're talking about Minnesota right now because that's where ICE is focused. That's where the communists are focused. But Minnesota is not unique. All these organizations, all these animals, they're in California. They're in Washington. They're in Connecticut. They're everywhere. They're all across the country. Every one of them today, they're talking about these arrests. Every single one of them. Remember these groups, as I've explained many times before, it's not organic. They didn't go find a group of people who were just passionate about deportations to go storm into that church. These people are all professionals. Most of them, it's either what they do for a living or it's a side gig. Surprise, surprise, one of these people was a member of a school board. Yes, that's right. Aiden, Jaden, and Braden go sit down and they're taught by these savages. Anyway, they're professionals. And when I say professional, they get training. They get training on what they can and cannot get away with without getting themselves into legal trouble. And many of these people are under the impression, understandably, that you can just storm into a house of God and disrupt a religious service and you'll walk away scot-free, no muss, no fuss, no problem. In fact, you'll probably even find some scumbag to pay you for it. Today, a message was sent. And credit to the Justice Department, including Pam Bondi, who I've been very hard on. She said justice was coming, and today we have arrests. It's a good day. Celebrate the wins when you get them. If you are political, and obviously you're probably political, you wouldn't be listening to the sultry sounds of my voice if you were not political. You don't get many W's if you're on the right. The government's occupied and run by communists. Federal, state, and local. Even if you're in a red state, you have to deal with the low-T GOP. Not doing enough. We're frustrated by this. Why didn't you do this? How could you do that? Day after day, election after election of frustration, when you have a moment where you are handed a win and you can pull up your phone right now, if you're not driving, and look at a picture of a communist animal being arrested, facing prosecution. I don't know whether there'll be a conviction or not. We're going to get to that in a moment. But when you have a day like today, man, please give yourself a moment to feel happy. We had to suffer for 4 years under the Biden administration where, and we'll get to some of the Jack Smith stuff here shortly, we had to suffer for 4 years under the Biden administration being hunted down like dogs by the federal government. These people created a riot at the Capitol and then used the riot they created to send the FBI out like the secret police organization it is to hunt down everybody from school board moms to pro-lifers to someone who sauntered through the Capitol that day. And we lived with that. I knew people who were in the vicinity on January 6th, and they would tell me, Jesse, I'm just waiting for a knock on the door. People who knew they had not committed a crime, had not done anything wrong, and I spoke to them personally. Jesse, I've already told my wife, any day could be the day. Jesse, I've already talked to my kids about what to do if the FBI bangs down the door one night. That's not something that just took place in East Germany back in the day. That's how American citizens, you and me, lived for 4 years when the communists ran everything in this country. Are they all in prison now? Of course not. So many of them still work for the government. Are most of them going to go to prison? Come on, be serious. Let's not be naive. No, they won't. But at least right now, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, what time is it? It's like 10 after 6 Eastern time. As you're hearing the sound of my voice, Communist street animals who never thought they'd ever be held to account for anything are eating bad food in a jail and wondering if they're about to spend 10 years in federal prison. Praise God, because they don't understand anything else. Fear and pain, as we've talked about so many times before, religious zealots only understand will only be dissuaded by fear and pain. There's nothing you or I could have ever said or done to these savages to get them to stop their demonic ways. The only thing you can do is hurt them. But I don't want you to do that or me to do that because it's illegal. It has to be done legally. We have to simply enforce the law, arrest people for criminal behavior, and it stops. That's it. With communists, you get what you tolerate. Arrest them when they commit crimes. They're always going to commit crimes. After all, it's a revolution. Arrest them when they commit crimes, and it goes away. Today, we got some arrests. Be happy. Now, maybe you're unhappy. Don Lemon, there's a judge. His wife worked for Keith Ellison, and the judge let Don Lemon out scot-free. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let me tell you about a crime law enforcement does not have a handle on. In fact, it's far outpacing law enforcement. Online crime, identity theft to be specific, because it's international. Even if American law enforcement rounded up and arrested every online scammer, your identity would still be at risk because it's global. The internet is global. How do you protect yourself from a professional thief in Russia? Let LifeLock do it. LifeLock will stop them. LifeLock will alert you. Hey, lock things down. Your stuff got released on the internet. And if they get you, you wake up one day, you log into your checking account, and it's empty. If they get you, LifeLock will make you whole again. They guarantee it or your money back. You want to join now? You save up to 40% off your first year. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse, or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. 40% off. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We have communists arrested. Now, let me talk about something that I know you're probably frustrated about. And as soon as we're done with this, we'll move on. We'll talk some Jack Smith stuff. I'm even going to trash Fauci. I'm going to get some emails. We have other stuff we're going to get to, but I'm excited. We have communists arrested. But headline, judge rejects Justice Department's initial attempt to bring charges against Don Lemon. It's a federal magistrate judge. His wife works for Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Surprise, surprise. All right. Stop there for a second. I'm going to read you another headline. I've referenced this before, but maybe you didn't know the story. Here's the headline. Jury finds Washington man not guilty of assaulting federal immigration agents during an arrest. Of course, they call him a Washington man, but his name is Victor Vivanco Reyes, and he's an illegal. They call him a Washington man because the American media is all in on the communist revolution. But we'll set that aside. He was found not guilty on 4 felony counts. Except when you read what he did. Well, you know what? I'll read the article. Here's what he did, according to the article. Court documents show federal agents surveilled him for weeks and first tried to arrest him in the Mount Vernon area, but he got away. Keep in mind, this is King County, Seattle, Washington. 2 weeks later, agents used a helicopter to track him to a Camano Island job site where he was working as a landscaper. Vivanco Reyes tried to drive away in a company truck hauling a lawnmower, crashing into agents' vehicles before being arrested moments later. 2 agents suffered minor injuries. During the trial, prosecutors said Vivanco Reyes used his truck as a dangerous weapon while trying to escape. After a 5-day trial, the jury found him not guilty on all counts. Okay. I know you're probably mad about that. But he's guilty! I understand. I'm mad too. What do you know about football? Stay with me here. What do you know about football? everybody knows the basics, or at least I assume. On offense, there are 11 men. On defense, there are 11 men. They smash into each other, right? Football, again, you don't have to be a sports person to know this, is such an insane team game. Team game. For instance, on offense, you have generally 5 offensive linemen. Those are the big, fat-looking, they're not fat, they're super athletic, but those are the big, fat-looking guys up front. And it's their job to block for the quarterback. Now, what do you do? What's going to happen if you have 4 guys who want to block for the quarterback and 1 guy who hates the quarterback and he wants him to get hurt? Well, you're going to have some positive offensive plays, inevitably, because you have 4 guys up there doing their job. And you are also going to have some devastating negative plays because the guy who's working against your team allows some 300-pound monster through who savages your quarterback and buries him into the center of the earth. The justice system in the United States of America has been perverted for decades by communist revolutionaries. The law schools are run by communist revolutionaries. The American Bar Association run by communist revolutionaries. These law schools, they churn out communist after communist after communist. They go on to become prosecutors, DAs. They go on to become judges. They go on to take a spot in your offensive line. And we are going to run into situation after situation after situation in this country where we take 2 steps forward and not even 1 step back, 3 steps back sometimes, because we can't get bad guys thrown in prison because there are communists doing the prosecuting, communists doing the judging, and communists on the jury. Remember, you get enough Democrats on a jury, and if you have a jury in New York, in Seattle, in Portland, wherever, you get enough you get enough Democrats on a jury, you're not going to convict a communist for doing bad things to Republicans. You just will not. We've seen it time and time again in the country. Enough Democrats on a jury, you're never convicting an illegal because Democrats prefer foreigners over Americans. They hate America as much as the foreigners do, and they're trying to burn it down. I know that may not make you feel better, but I'm trying the best I can to explain where we're at. We have a football team, and we have a lot of very good pieces in place. Left tackle looks strong. Quarterback's doing well. We got a wide receiver who runs like the wind blows. Man, we got 2 or 3 guys on the offensive line who hate the team, and they want it to lose. We got 4 or 5 guys on the defense. They hate the team. They want it to lose. Yes, we have some good things in place, but we got work to do. We have cuts we have to make. And then after we make the cuts, we have to go out and find somebody who wants the team to win, and we have to put them where the cuts were. And this is not an overnight process. This is a process that will take years. Get used to 2 steps forward and 2 steps back. Get used to it, because that problem's not going away anytime soon. Take your W's where you can get your W's. A couple communists got arrested today. Headline, Walls and Frey released 480-plus rapists and murderers. Democrat politicians themselves are trying to burn down the country, trying to get the team to lose. That's what we're up against. Take a little win, all right? All right. Talk about lies real quick. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Reminding you, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We can't do it without you. All the questions need to come in now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. It's Friday. We're going to have a good time. Now, we have to keep something in mind as well. You don't like the term propaganda, and I don't like it either. Propaganda has a real, there's a negative thing around it, isn't there? Oh, that's just propaganda, They're using propaganda. You've probably never said that in a positive way, have you? I don't think I have. That's just propaganda. But let's both of us put on our big boy pants and acknowledge something. We have to participate in propaganda wars. And propaganda doesn't mean you have to lie. In fact, I would prefer you don't. You just have to understand that what goes into people's eyes and ears does affect them. It affects how they think about things, how they feel about things. That's all you have to understand. And you have to understand that the communists are lying to the people in our society about everything all the time. They lie about everything all the time, and it is effective on some. It is. It is effective. It works on some people. Not everyone, not you, but it does work. For instance, you hear about this lady? I don't even know how to say this. Nasray Ahmed? You understand exactly what we're dealing with here. Shows up with a Band-Aid on her head in Minnesota. Lady got arrested. Tells a bunch of obvious lies here.
They just decided it was nice to be racist and say really nasty things to me. And that man, he called me the N-word, and he called me that, and then he arrested me. They arrested me. It was multiple people. They used a lot of force to arrest me. I actually got a scab that was healing while I was in jail. But they pushed me hard. They used a lot of violence. My body still hurts. I got a concussion. It's really hard for me to speak because of that concussion.
Yeah, sure, that's why.
They were just using a lot of force to arrest me, and I was screaming, I was crying, I was so scared. I've, like, never been arrested in my life, and I was actually detained with a Native American.
Yeah, she just lied. Well, that's a lie. It's obvious. That's just an actress. I got a scab. A scab. What? It's a lie. It works on some people. And so maybe you've seen Democrats and people in the media say things like this. In fact, I'll just read the headline. This is from a news website, KARE11, if you'd like to go trash them for this garbage. Headline, 5-year-old boy among 4 students detained by ICE, according to school leaders. That's how they always get away. That's how the media gets away with telling you lies. They always say according to, they assign blame of the lie to another entity. That way they can't be sued for lying to the general public. And would you look at that? On the front page, there's a picture of this little boy. And he's so adorable. There's nothing better than a 5-year-old boy. You can't imagine the crap that comes out of their mouths. I remember when my boys were that age. He even has this adorable little hat on. ICE arrested this kid. Democrat after Democrat after Democrat across the United States of America has said, ICE arrested a 5-year-old boy. ICE arrested a 5-year-old boy. ICE arrested a 5-year-old boy. You see, I couldn't even count how many Democrats I've seen say this today. ICE arrested a 5-year-old boy. Ilhan Omar, ICE just detained a 5-year-old child. But that's a lie. ICE was going after his scumbag father. The father left and abandoned his son so he wouldn't be arrested by law enforcement. 5-year-old boy abandoned by his father in freezing Minnesota. ICE took him in to care for him because he was a 5-year-old boy left alone. But again, words are just weapons to a communist. They lie about everything all the time because it helps the revolution. It's beneficial for the revolution. That's bad propaganda. You need to carry the truth forward every day and shoot down these communist lies. Not because it's going to get the communists to stop lying. Of course he won't. He's not sorry. I was actually dwelling on this exact story today when I was driving into the studio, and I was thinking, you know, I brought up Ilhan Omar. It could apply to any communist, but Isn't it almost weird how they'll just tell a huge lie one day and then everyone spends the whole day shooting down the lie, and then the next day, no apology, no nothing, just another huge lie about a totally different thing, and then you and me will spend the whole day firing it, and then the next day, just a huge lie. It's just, it's how they live their lives. Just big lie after big lie after big lie after big lie. And the idea is just exhaust them. But you're not shooting down these lies because you're going to change Ilhan Omar's mind or you're going to change her deep, dark heart. You're shooting down these lies because the normies out there need to hear your propaganda. You dig into the truth. You spread the truth out there because we are in a war for the hearts of the normies. That is our war. The norms who hardly pay attention, and we have to get them up to speed on every freaking thing. The people you're going to get with this weekend with freezing temperatures across the country, and you guys are going to gather together after church on Sunday, and your normie friend's going to sit down at the table to have some cheeseburgers, and they're going to say, yeah, but I'm just not comfortable with ICE arresting a five-year-old boy. That is your time. Now, if it's your liberal Aunt Peggy, just kick her out of the house. But if it's a normie, that is your moment to expose the lie. All right? These people, man, just listen to this.
They just decided it was nice to be racist and say really nasty things to me. And that man, he called me the N-word, and he called me that, and then he arrested me. They arrested me. It was multiple people. They used a lot of force to arrest me. I actually got a scab that was healing while I was in jail.
I love it. I got a scab. And you notice how she realizes almost right away that people were going to ask to see it. Oh, you got a cut? So she throws in the, but it was healing while I was in jail. She must be a fast healer. I bet they got her some Neosporin.
But they pushed me hard. They used a lot of violence. My body still hurts. I got a concussion. It's really hard for me to speak because of that concussion. They were just using a lot of force to arrest me. And I was screaming. I was crying. I was so scared. I've never been arrested in my life. And I was actually detained with a Native American woman. And I'll never forget, the fear that we both felt in our hearts that day. And, I'm so sorry if I'm getting a little emotional. But
yeah, she sounds like it. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. It was me and Sacagawea. We thought we were going to die. We thought that was the end of the world. We said, I need some wampum now. God, who buys this crap? Jeez. It's like... it's like breathing for them. Anyway, if you've been suffering from pain, maybe you got beat up by ICE for being a scumbag, or maybe your back just went bad. Maybe your foot hurts a lot. I think you should fix it. And it's easy for you to say, no, Relief Factor's there for us. It's been there for me. It could be there for you. Relief Factor is a supplement. And you know how tainted I am on the medical industry in general. Well, Relief Factor is drug-free, 100% drug-free. You take it every day. It will build up in your system and build up in your system and build up in your system. And it's just like the volume on your pain gets turned down a little bit and then a little bit more and a little bit more. What if you could wake up 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, and it's gone? You're without... What changes in your life? Call 1-800 the number 4 relief or go to relieffactor.com. Turn the clock back on that pain. All right? All right. I'm going to talk about billionaires, even some that we like. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Don't forget to go to jessekelly.com. and put in your email address, jessekelly.com. I'm giving you something free. What, Chris? What? Chris said, say it one more time. jessekelly.com. Again, it's not a gag. If you've been listening for a while, you know what's coming. It may be It may be a little better than you think what's coming. We've been working on it for a while. I've discussed it before on the show. JesseKelly.com. I want to send you something. I'm not selling it to you. Just trust me, you'll like it. JesseKelly.com. All right? All right. So, I'm a parent. Maybe you're a parent, maybe you're not. But I brought that up because we're about to talk about billionaires and control. And I think about my sons. I, of course, want what's best for my sons. Like any decent parent would. So that's not special. That's what you're supposed to do. Well, I want what's best for my sons. I want them to have good lives and good wives, if that's what their calling is one day. I want that for them. It's very normal. Because I want that for them, I have an inclination to control some things. Perhaps some things I shouldn't even control. In fact, I've confided in you before. Speaking of women, I have told them there is a rule in my house. And I'm not changing the rule, but there is a rule in my house. You are not allowed to ever bring a Democrat woman into my home. I have seen it with my friends. I've seen it with my friends' children. The quickest way to ruin your life is to marry a Democrat woman. Not to say it doesn't happen. I'll have listeners email in and say, but my wife's a Democrat. I understand it can happen. But over and over and over again, I have seen men marry Democrat women and she destroys their life, destroys their family. They're just built destroyers. They are not allowed to come into my home. Now, I'm not apologizing for that. I'm not going to change it, but maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's trying to control too much for my sons. My heart is in the right place because I want them to be happy. That's what it's about. I want them to be happy. It's really not political. I want them to be happy, but maybe it's wrong. Billionaires. Not all of them. Some people will become billionaires and they just want to own a football team. Or they just want to live in a mansion in the mountains. You know, we don't ever see or hear from most billionaires. They're quiet. But there are some billionaire types. They see themselves because of their insane success, financial success. They see themselves as our parents or our kings. They see themselves as being an authority over us. And even the ones that aren't evil, and of course many of them aren't evil, they're just rich. You know, rich people aren't naturally evil, neither are poor people. It's just what's in your heart. Even the billionaires who aren't evil, demonic monsters, you know, like Bill Gates, even the billionaires who aren't that, they can do terribly evil things because they see themselves above us and they want to control us and they feel they know better than us. I'm going to play something for you. Now, I can't stand this human being, as you well know, but BlackRock is an insanely powerful company. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, these are finance giants who are over what you would call finance giants. The finance giants you would name, they're under BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Larry Fink, famously, we've played it for you before, we don't have to again, has been loud with pushing communism into corporate America. Well, we said you didn't have enough women on the board. Maybe no bonus for you till you get some more gays in there. That's the way it is. Larry Fink is now the big cheese at the World Economic Forum. I don't know, actually, what is inside of Larry Fink's heart. I really genuinely don't. Maybe he's misguided, but has a wonderful heart. I don't know. But man alive, these people are capable of doing some of the most awful things in the world. Maybe they don't even know.
I think we need to move very rapidly to doing that. We would be reducing fees. We would do more democratization by reducing more fees if we had all investments on a tokenized platform that you could move from a tokenized money market fund to equities and bonds and back and forth. We have one common blockchain. We will, you know, we could reduce corruption. So
what's he talking about? What is this, Chinese? What he's talking about is going to an all-digital currency. You know exactly what would happen if we ever had an all-digital currency. You know that the evil people who run things in the government, in the finance sector, they would use that power over us to control us. I'll play you something else from the World Economic Forum. Listen to this.
Did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably?
What are you going to put in our water? What did you just say? What a weird thing to reference at the beginning of that.
Did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together.
Maybe that woman is the spawn of Satan. Maybe that woman is the kindest human being in the world, just misguided. But we always seem to have to be on guard against these people who believe they're over us and want to control us. And I'm very grateful for something Trump said at the WEF. We'll talk about that. And I have a disagreement with someone we like. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.